The urgent need to eliminate polio in Pakistan has become more pressing than ever, especially in light of the recent tragic events that have seen dedicated health workers fall victim to violence while on the front lines of a life-saving mission. The recent attack in Mastung, which resulted in the martyrdom of two Levy's personnel protecting a polio vaccination team, illustrates the grave risks vaccinators face. Although the government does provide security to vaccinators, such as the martyred paramilitary officials, it is clear that the security is inadequate, as the attacks have continued with relatively consistent frequency for several years. The government must address this with equally robust support and security measures, as the fight against this disease is not just a public health imperative, but a moral obligation. Polio remains a persistent threat in Pakistan, with recent confirmations of new cases in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and elsewhere, serving as sobering reminders that no matter what the amount of progress, this is an all-or-nothing battle. Anything short of complete eradication will mean that the virus is still lurking, and Pakistan will continue to enjoy the distinction of being one of just two countries, along with Afghanistan, where the easily preventable disease is still endemic. While security for polio vaccinators is paramount, a comprehensive response requires focus on both better security and creating vaccine awareness. As things stand, health workers face not only the challenge of public hesitance and distrust, but also direct threats from extremist groups. After decades of seesawing between almost getting it right and getting it disastrously wrong, federal and provincial authorities must ensure adequate security for vaccinators is complemented by cooperation between communities and vaccinators to build trust, because engaging with local leaders and addressing misconceptions about vaccines is critical to getting holdouts vaccinated.